88.9 Shine FM, safe and fun for the whole family. Parenting Moments every Wednesday with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center, who joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
We are getting into school season, back to school season here, and we kicked off last week, Back to School, A Guide for Parents.
That's right. So in dealing with the emotional territory that comes with back to school, I am providing some tips based on the work of Dr. Becky Kennedy. So separation anxiety, this is a really hard one for moms and dads and kids alike. And many times it's really tough for some kids to leave their parents' side. So one of the things that you can do is to create what we call a separation routine. And this is a goodbye routine that you can do each day as you and your child practice separating from each other for the school and work day. And here's what I want to really emphasize from Dr. Beck's Good Inside book, is what we say to our kids during the goodbye really sets up their emotional literacy skills. So if we say, stop being such a baby, the attachment lesson we're giving them is, when I feel vulnerable, I will be ridiculed and unseen. So I should keep my vulnerability out of close relationships. It's not safe. So having that said out loud, I think, really helps us as parents stay grounded. Mm-hmm. Because here's what happens if we keep in mind our kids' job is to have their feelings and our job is to validate. It's hard to say goodbye today, isn't it? I get that. Some days are like that. I know you're safe here at school, and we both know that Dad always comes back. I'll see you at pickup. The attachment lesson here, Mike, is I can expect others to take my feelings seriously. When I feel vulnerable and upset, I get validation and support. Vulnerability is safe within close relationships.
Quite the difference.
Yes, and that is something I think we as parents long for. We want our kids to be vulnerable with us, and we can stay in charge and still say goodbye to them, but we can do it by not ignoring that it's hard for them.
Indeed. Very good there. Yeah, our words are very powerful. We got to watch how we use them.
Exactly.
Okay, so we'll continue the Back to School Guide for Parents next week. Eckert Center, if you want to share a little bit about that, Kimberly?
Yes. So we are here for the whole family. We have child therapists who can support the kids in the family, and we have those therapists who are really set up to support parents. And I really encourage you to check us out at eckertcenter.com and look at our About Us page. And then you can also book right online by clicking our appointment button. And again, as usual, we get to give away a gift certificate. I love how much Shine FM listeners use these certificates and come in for support. We're really honored by our relationship with the Shine family. And let's go with caller number 4 today.
A blessing to caller 4 right now, 403-276-8888. Well, thank you once again, Kimberly. Appreciate our relationship with you here as well. So we'll chat with you again next week.
Sounds great, Mike.